In every state budget season in New York, when higher education is mentioned, the debate usually turns to how much tuition students at the state university should pay. A plan called New York SUNY 2020 was implemented to keep tuition increases small, predictable, and steady. But there have been complaints about that system. There is support for New York SUNY 2020 from the Student Assembly of the State University of New York. Thomas Mastro is a senior at SUNY Binghamton and president of the assembly.
SUNY 2020 was implemented 5 years ago in an effort to keep tuition predictable, fairness across the board, allowing families and students the ability to plan out their tuition throughout the 4 years that they're in their undergrad years, and keeping tuition within our campuses and determined by the board that knows our students best.
There is some opposition to that plan, but you support it. Why?
Last year at our SUNY Student Assembly Conference, this plan passed again for the renewal, 59-4-1. And at these conferences, SUNY has 64 campuses. We have 64 plus student governments that come together and vote on key issues and take stances on things like New York SUNY 2020. So this plan passed remarkably at our conference. And, students saw that throughout the past 5 years, there was 919 new hires, 350 new programs across the system, due in large part to New York SUNY 2020.
UUP, the United University Professions, which represents faculty and staff at SUNY campuses, says there are too many adjunct professors, not enough staff, not enough resources. Are you seeing that as you're a day-to-day student at SUNY?
Yep. So the students, when we discuss these types of things, we've seen the difference in new hirings. Like I said, 919 new hires, 350 new programs. 5 years ago, we were cutting programs, we were cutting staff, we were cutting opportunities for students, and you just don't see that nowadays.
What do you think the role of a state university is? There's some debate that it's becoming too commercialized. There are too many ties to, say, nanotechnology and to corporate interests. What's your idea about that?
I could say throughout my 4 years at SUNY, SUNY system, I believe, has put SUNY on the map nationally and internationally. Our programs with international students have grown greatly. Our students are coming from all areas of the United States. And, I think that really comes from the forward thinking that SUNY system has and Chancellor Zimpfer and her staff.
Tell us more about the SUNY student government itself, the organization you're part of. What does it do? How does it work?
SUNY Student Assembly is, we are the overarching student government for all 64 campuses. Every campus has a student government. If they have graduate students, they might have a graduate student association as well. And in the fall and spring semesters, all those student governments come together and we vote on key issues that would impact our students across the board, both nationally at the state level. So we look at issues and we take stances on things that not necessarily impact one campus, but they impact all of our campuses, both at the community college level, four-year level, and also the graduate level.
And you're completely separate from the SUNY administration.
Yep. So just like our campus student governments, they work with administration very well, and we have really worked with SUNY system to look at what their issues are and then really push our issues to the forefront of their minds when we go into meetings and different conferences.
Other than the tuition issue, is there enough state funding apart from tuition for the SUNY campuses?
The state maintenance of effort is something that is also within the New York SUNY 2020 plan. We recognize that, they've maintained where they've been in regards to state maintenance of effort throughout the past 5 years. But during this budget season, Governor Cuomo said that he would be looking to discuss state maintenance of effort within this, the budget season. So students are really looking to see that discussion come to the forefront.
You're a senior at Binghamton. Do you have any plans for the when you get that diploma?
Yep. So I'll be graduating with a degree in human development and a minor in education. I plan to go to graduate school for higher education student affairs, and I'm currently just waiting on school's decisions right now.
Going back to your high school senior years, why did you pick SUNY? What attracted you to the SUNY system?
Yep. So when I first started college, I was an art major to start off. And, you know, I was looking at private institutions for art education. And, you know, I started off at a SUNY community college, at Onondaga Community College. And I knew, you know, the way what I would be putting into my tuition, I could definitely get the same type of education that I would be getting at a private school, if not even better. And I saw that within my first year attending a SUNY community college.
Thomas Mastro is a senior at SUNY Binghamton and president of the Student Assembly of the State University of New York.